Right, good morning. Man, it's very a blessed day. Every Sunday is a blessed day, amen? Man, this is this should be the day that everyone is looking forward to. Sometimes when people work, they don't look forward to Monday. They look forward to Friday so that it will be weekend. But the best day that we should look forward to is Sunday. Because it's a time that, remember, when you are here on earth, it's just temporary. Right? It's just temporary. Everything that we do here is temporary. Right? So I praise the Lord for the privilege to be able to go here at Heritage Baptist Church once again. As he said, I was a child back then. I was attending with my parents here from 1993 until 1997. I don't remember everything. I was three years old back then, until I was seven. I turned almost seven. I was six and a half when we went home to Philippines. Now, I studied in the Philippines in an ACE school, if you know what an ACE, Accelerated Christian Education. When we went back to the Philippines from 1997 until I graduated in year 2008, I was in ACE school in our church. It was a church school. And from that time, I was, my parents, my father first left for Malaysia. He started to work in Malaysia from year 2007 until today. But my parents, my mother and my sister, her name is Jennifer, or Jen, we call her Jen. My mother and my sister went to Malaysia year 2008. It was June 5 when my parents, my mother and my sister went with my dad to Malaysia. So my father was earlier. He went to Malaysia from August 2007. And 2008, my parents followed. That was June 5. June 2008, I went into the Bible college. I was full-time at church. I was working for the church. I was also studying for Bible college, and I graduated Bible college with a degree in theology 2013, 5 years after. And I worked for the church for around a year as working for the church as one of the secretaries of our pastor, if you know him, Pastor Ed Lorena, Christian Baptist Church, San Pedro Laguna. And I was praying to where would God send me, and I was praying for Malaysia. Because every year, every Christmas, I will have a vacation in Malaysia sponsored by my dad's company because he had a benefit. So I was going to Malaysia every year for 2 weeks. And I saw the need. I saw the need for a Baptist church in Malaysia. There were only a few Baptist churches, and there are around almost 30 million people. And I got burdened, and I prayed for it. And little by little, God was calling me there. And I asked my pastor to if I could work at a church in Malaysia, so that I could get a feel, have an internship in Malaysia. So I asked Pastor Burke to be an intern. He was here last week, Dr. Stephen Burke. So I want to experience what it is like before I become an official missionary. But there was a problem with my visa. I only had a 3 months visa. So I was praying of what God would want me to do. So because getting a visa in Malaysia is so hard, so I was advised to get a TESOL. So I was looking for a TESOL, and it's quite expensive. And good thing God, there was a missionary in Vietnam. He was willing to sponsor for my TESOL, and the only thing I need to do is work for their school. They have a Christian school there. because there in Vietnam, they really like English teacher having a foreigner starting an English center or an English language center. They really like it, so it was easy for them, and they started English school, the first floor. And the second floor was a Christian school, because as you know, it's also a restricted access nation or a communist, so they don't allow it there to start a church there. But they have this Christian school, ACE, second floor, third floor, fourth floor, Christian school, and the fifth floor, that's an underground church in the fifth floor. So they have this underground church in the fifth floor, and they have their church there, but they don't put crosses or they don't put some designs so that it's not so obvious. But and I worked there for about 2 years, and I was supposed to stay there for like 2 years and two or three months more, but there was a problem again with my visa, and I came back to Malaysia before going back to Philippines. But my parents said, why not try your TESOL, or before you try your TESOL to get a visa, try again the social visit pass, maybe they changed their mind. Okay, so I tried, and the company sponsored again, they helped to get my visa, and by God's grace I was able to get a 1 year social visit pass for 1 year. Praise the Lord for that. And I asked Pastor Burke and the church to be a missionary intern. So for until October 2017, I'll be serving the church, Ipoh Baptist Church, with Dr. Stephen Burke. And by next year, I'll be officially deputizing, be signed out. And maybe from after that, from 2 or 3 years, by God's grace, I'll be able to come back to Malaysia and start a work or help again with the church, whatever God wills. So today is Christmas season, and also one of my favorite part of the year, because not because of the gift, but because of the most important gift from Jesus Christ. It reminds us of how important it is, what he did, and that he died, that he was born. His birth was so important, and it reminds us of how important it is. Okay, so let's get to the message, to the Sunday school lesson first. Okay, Luke chapter 2. Right, Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 20. Let's read together from verse 8 to 20. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 20. Are you there? Say a loud amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Let's read from verse 8. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 20. Verse 8, ready, read. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that they heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. So basically this is the Christmas story. Okay. So we're going to study today is we're going to check out the history, and you're going to see that it revolves around the coming of Jesus, and that His coming was entirely miraculous and supernatural. As you can see from Old Testament, they were talking about this coming Messiah. Yes, you cannot see some Jesus Christ in the Old Testament, but Jesus Christ was there. He was working. Christophany. Jesus Christ was in the Old Testament, and He was being talked about, and even non-Christians or non-Jews know about that there is a coming King. Right? There's a coming King, even from the Old Testament, and it was being talked about from Genesis until Revelation. Now, what I'm going to want to point out is how important it is to follow God's will. That sometimes we do not even know that what we are doing is of very, very important. If we are doing God's will, sometimes we tend to forget how important it is. When we are doing God's will, sometimes we forget that how important it is. And with this lesson, it will help us be reminded of how important the things that has been going on throughout history, and good thing they followed God's will, but everything was under God's plan. And you could see how God prepared and how He prepared for the birth of Jesus. And the title of this is The Importance of Having, it's a long title, The Importance of Having a Close Relationship with the Lord this Christmas season to be able to do His will. Okay? The importance of having a close relationship with the Lord this Christmas season to be able to do His will. Let's pray first. Let's pray. Lord Heavenly Father, thank You for this wonderful privilege to speak among Your people for the Sunday school lesson, Lord. We pray, Lord, that You help us, Lord, understand how important it is, Lord, to have a close relationship with You, Lord. Because throughout the history, Your will is always being done. And help us, Lord, to always follow Your will so that we will be part of Your plan and we'll be really live a blessed life, Lord. Help us, remind us this Christmas season of how important Your birth is. Thank You for this lesson, Lord, and pray, Lord, that use me, put words in my mouth, Lord, to be a blessing. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right. Now, everybody has heard of a birth announcement. Birth. When somebody has a birthday, we make it special, right? We have birthday parties. We have, sometimes we have, we go to a friend's birthday. Sometimes we have, or for example, somebody is going to be born, when there are a lot of people are excited, oh, sister so-and-so gave birth. But you never heard brother so-and-so gave birth, right? So only sister so-and-so, okay? Sister so-and-so gave birth to this, okay? So it is always a wonderful thing, especially ladies, especially mothers, when they see a baby, oh, so cute. But if it's their baby, hey, come on, stop crying. I remember when I was 10 years old when my sister was born. And I remember the excitement of people when they heard that my mother gave birth to my sister. So I remember most of the things. I remember my mother shouting, ah! Ah! It hurt so much. So it was a wonderful time. Wonderful time, but not a wonderful time hearing my mother shout. But it was a wonderful time when you see your sister or a baby being born. And I know parents is very happy to see their child born. Now, whenever a baby is born, they remember the date when it was born. They remember the time, the place. And they measure the baby, they have the weight, how heavy the baby is, and they will even call other people, hey, my son is born, my daughter was born today, and giving them these details. Now, beside this, announcements given by the hospital, sometimes to a local newspaper. Sometimes they, this was born, this, they want to everybody to know. They post it on Facebook. They have 5,000 friends. 5,000 people will see a newborn baby. So, Now, John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus, he said to the people, "Behold, the Lamb of God." In Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, it says that Jesus is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He has came into the world as our Savior from sin. So the events surrounding His coming are set down in detail in here in this lesson, so that there can be no mistake as to who Jesus is. God the Father announced His Son coming into this world. Number one, before the event took place, God sent out the announcement of His Son's birth. Okay? God sent out the announcement of His Son's birth. God foretold, even, let's go to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. It says here, you can follow me with your eyes. It says here, I will read it. "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and he shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Between thy seed and her seed. He was warning that there will be someone. He was foretelling that God foretold the devil in the Garden of Eden of His Son's coming. Even during this time, that there will be a seed coming from Eve that will bruise the devil's head and his heel. God prophesied through the prophet Isaiah that His Son was going to be born. Isaiah chapter 7. Isaiah chapter 7. Isaiah chapter 7. As you can see, this is an Old Testament from Genesis. You can read it until the end of Old Testament. You can see throughout history, God was giving messages that there was a coming Messiah. Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. It says here, "Therefore the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call His name Emmanuel." Meaning of the name Emmanuel is God with us. In Matthew chapter 1 verse 23, you can see that. God declared to Mary that she was to bear the Son of God. Luke chapter 1 verse 35. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1 verse 35. It says here, "And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. It says here, "But while he taught on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of Mary, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." Now, the angel of the Lord set Joseph's mind at ease concerning the coming of the child that was to be born of Mary. He announced Jesus' identity. Jesus' name was also told to Joseph. So they got scared. They got sort of like their fear, but because of this, it was ease. He was reminded that this was from God. Number two, after the event took place, God sent out the announcement of His Son's birth. So, what we have read in Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 20, there are several different types of shepherds. One type of the shepherd who lived in a tent and moved about changing. Okay? So, during this time, different kinds of shepherds. There was one type of shepherd who lived in a tent and moved about changing location of his family. Each time it was necessary to move his flock to better pasture land. So if the land here, the grass is not good anymore, they will move to another place. Another type of shepherd was the servant or the hired shepherd who took care of the flocks for a wealthy sheep owner who lived in the town. Okay, so this is a second type of shepherd. And the third type of shepherd was the man who was permanently settled, who cared for his own sheep and kept his flock in a sheepfold whenever he was not in the field for them. Okay? So sometimes several flocks were kept in the same sheepfold. The sheep recognized only the voice of their own shepherd, so he was the only one that would follow out to grazing and to get water. Perhaps the shepherds who heard the angel's message this night were hired by wealthy sheep owners. This is the most probable type of shepherd. This maybe according to Bible scholars, it might be this one. There were perhaps the shepherds were hired by wealthy sheep owners. So this particular shepherd worked the night shift watching the sheep. So you can recall it was not daytime during that time. So they were in the night shift. So most probably they were hired. Okay? And most probably if they were hired, it was not a little flock of sheep, it was a large flock of sheep. So they have a great responsibility. Now imagine the setting before the angels appearing to the shepherd. No doubt the night was lighted only by stars and moon. No other light was present except perhaps a fire to keep away the wild beasts who would prowl on the night. So it was very quiet. Okay? They meditate upon the word of God. Maybe. It was a time of peace and quietness. So sometimes in our life there are times that we should have quiet time. Like in a family. It's good for a family to have a quiet time. Maybe you could do it every day, some families do it every day, some families do it every Sunday morning. To have a family time of quiet time to pray, to ask God, to have prayer requests. Sometimes the children will have exams. That's good. That's a good way to have a quiet time. And everybody should have a quiet time. Maybe every morning. Sometimes some of us are more focused at night. There are people like that. There are people that are more focused in the morning. So have a quiet time. And during this quiet time, this is the time that God reveals His will. That what I'm going to do today. Remember, God's will is not, okay, do this in 10 years, you'll be like this, you'll be like this. No. Yes, sometimes God may give you a plan like that. But every day, God wants us to do something. There are tasks that God wants us to do. He has a will for us in every morning. I read from a preacher, he will ask the Holy Spirit what he will buy when he was in a grocery store. Sometimes he will buy clothes for him. What? Holy Spirit, what kind of shoe will I be wearing? Yes, I was reading that book, Meet the Holy Spirit. And I was reading that book, it was so funny. But he was really doing that. And sometimes, there was a time that he was supposed to go to this, to the direction was going right. He was asking God's will, Lord, what is your will? There was no Waze, there was no Google Map back in those days. It was, I think, 1960s. There was no Google Map, there was no maps, online maps, navigation, sat-nav, satellite navigation back in those days. So he was more advanced. He has this Google Map, God Map. Lord, Holy Spirit, where will you want me to go? And he was supposed to turn, right? But he turned to another direction. And he was like, Lord, wrong way, but I will follow. He has this so close relationship with God. And he turned left. When he turned left, a few kilometers, I think, he was actually very far away from where he was supposed to be. But there was a man with a broken car. There was a problem in his car. So he helped him. And after helping him, he said, "What? You are so kind." Like this. So, to make a long story short, he was able to invite him to church and he was able to win him to the Lord. Why? Because he was following God's will. The leading of the Holy Spirit. Okay? So, following God's will is very important. Even from day to day. You do not know what way God will want you to go. Okay? But continue to use your Google Maps, okay? when you're traveling or your ways, okay? Lord, help me. I will go to Malacca, Malaysia. Holy Spirit, lead me. And you close your eyes. No, please. Use your map or like that. But what I'm trying to say is finding what God's will is praying for it. Holy Spirit, God, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to win this person? Lord, help me. So, as we could see, if we have quiet time, it's much easier to know God's will. Know God's will. Especially for young people. You know, the most important decision for young people is, or not only for young people, for the rest of our lives, what kind of course would I take? You know, it's so hard when you took an engineering course and you hate math. I have a friend who studies, like, the book is like this thick and it's all math, and hate math because his parents were engineer. Good thing my parents were engineer; they didn't force me to be an engineer because I don't like math. But the decision making for a young adult or a young person, 16, 17, 18, whatever age you decide to be, what course you will be taking. And imagine, when you take that course, you'll be working, for example, you study engineering, you'll be working as an engineer for the rest of your life. And if you made a wrong decision, you'll hate your job every Monday to Friday. Right? So it's very important, especially young people, to get close to God. Lord, what do you want me to do? Are you calling me to be a missionary? Oh, please say yes. If you're being called by God to be a pastor, to be a full-time worker, to work for God, whatever God may want you to be, a doctor who shares the word of God, you're operating on somebody and you wake him up. Are you sure if you die today, because you're going to die? Are you sure you're going to heaven? No, don't do that. But you might be a doctor. You can be a soul-winning doctor. You can share the gospel. But every day, finding what God's will is very important. Now, imagine the sudden appearing of the angels to the shepherds. It was like, maybe there was a sound of air rushing. Now, we could probably cannot imagine how beautiful the glory of the Lord must have been. The sudden appearing of the angel of the Lord, along with the glory of the Lord, is very startling, and therefore frightening to the shepherds. Like, have you ever seen a ghost? No, I mean, I haven't seen a ghost. But I've heard some crazy noises. In our dormitory in the Philippines, when I was in Bible college, it was they said that there was a girl who killed herself there. And every night, sometimes, we'll hear noises. But it's not actually the girl. If it's a ghost, it's work of Satan, okay? Ghosts are real because of Satan, okay? Spirit, angel, Satan transformed himself into an angel of light. In Corinthians, it said. So, Satan has transformed himself. This is how he works. But anyway, that's why you can see it's a light figure, right? So, but if we are saved already, we don't need to be scared of them, okay? When you're scared at night, just try to sing songs that are for God. There's power, especially with the word blood. Yeah. There's power in the blood. Would you be free from the burden of sin? But you know that feeling that you got scared? You see a ghost? Just think of this. They don't know what the angels were. For a few seconds. So it was very frightening. The angels saw their fright immediately and set them at ease so that he could make them understand the message that he had for them. Then it was as if the heavens could not contain their joy at the joyous announcement of the Savior's birth. They were so happy. A great choir of angels came to give a most wonderful selection of chorals being. They said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill to men." There's a song we sang in a cantata when I was in high school. Glory to God in the highest. It was a good song. When you feel that song, when you feel that excitement, the joy of somebody giving birth, especially a loved one, Fathers, I think you know that excitement, right? When your child was born, you were so happy and so excited. These shepherds were so excited. This Christmas season should be a festive, should be an exciting time to remember Jesus Christ from heaven. He was still God. He's God. He came here, he was still 100% man, 100% God. He was born here. Imagine the glory of heaven. But he still went here. Now, the angel gave exact instructions for finding the Savior. You know that story? There was a star and the shepherds followed the angel's direction. You know, when you have a quiet time, God will give you signs. God will give you... I'm not trying to... like, you're always looking for a sign. Okay? But God will lead you. There will be circumstances in your life. God will open doors and close doors. And you'll be able to know. And remember, there's a peace that passes all understanding. When you receive that peace, Lord, what is this the right job for me to do? Lord, the boss is requiring me to work on a Sunday. To work on Sunday. Is this your will? To not attend church? I think the answer is so easy. Of course, it is God's will for us is to be on church on Sunday. Yes, it is hard. But some people can do it. And I believe with the power of God is in you, God, you'll be able to stand for what is right also. Now the shepherds followed the angel's direction. It's very important. So that when we have a quiet time, when we pray, Lord, I don't have a job. I'm applying for a job, but they won't allow me to go. I have a day off every Sunday. I'm required to work. Lord, help me. When you pray in the morning and you ask God, you gain strength. We attend church. That's why attending church is so important. You will gain that strength. You'll gain that strength in you, and you'll be able to say, yes, I will stand. Sometimes your wife, how about us? But like what the missionary said, how about God? God can provide for our needs. Now, the shepherds went out on a visitation program. They went out telling people about seeing Jesus, about who he was. They were telling everybody. Let's go to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2 again. Luke chapter 2. Thank you. Luke chapter 2. And the shepherd, verse 20, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they have heard and as it was told unto them. And I forgot. But as you could study here, they went out in other places and they shared the gospel story. Now, number 2, the appearing of the star, the appearing of the star announced the distant land, the birth of Jesus. Now, God used His own communication system. Okay, the stars. He used the stars. He used the stars to communicate. Now, remember, during this time, a lot of people knew there was a coming Messiah. That's why even King Herod was looking for them. He was wanting to kill the Messiah. Remember, during Moses' time, he went all the babies, all the firstborn to be killed, because he knows there is a coming Messiah. So this star was used by God as a symbol of that there is someone gave birth. Now, most of the religious leaders, they were still studying in the Old Testament that there was a coming Messiah, but the religious leaders there in that time, Did you read in the Bible that the religious leaders, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, coming there? No. They were not expecting this. They know there's a coming Messiah, but they won't believe. That's why even now Jews still don't believe that Jesus Christ already came. The Messiah already came. Now the Holy Spirit in Luke chapter 2 verse 25 to 35 and Luke chapter 2 verse 36 to 40, you can see there with Simeon and Anna. The Holy Spirit proclaimed His coming to two elderly people who had been watching for Him. So in Simeon, in Luke chapter 2 verse 25, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. Luke chapter 2 verse 25 and 26, as it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus do for him after the custom, they took him up in his arms, and the Lord blessed God. So we don't have time, but you can see there that Simeon was promised by God that he would not see that until he see the salvation of the Lord. To fulfill the law, the infant Jesus was brought to the temple by Mary and Joseph for the presentation to the Lord. Now Simeon went and rejoiced that God had kept his promise to him. Okay, so Simeon, because he was close to God, he had a close relationship with God, he had this blessing to see Jesus, and Anna also. So what we could see here, that if all of these people who had been told of Jesus coming had not lived in a close fellowship with the Lord, learning His word, obeying Him and praying, they could not have received the announcement of Jesus coming to earth from heaven. Okay. Now there will be something that God wants you to do. We don't know specifically what. Sometimes it may be just a simple task to just give a tract to another person, to give somebody the gospel message, to share to them, to give a tract to somebody, to share to them the gospel message. There was a missionary I met. He's now a missionary to Hong Kong, to Africa. He got a gospel tract in Hong Kong. He was not saved then. He was working in Hong Kong. He's an African American. Now he was working in Hong Kong, and this missionary, he preached in our church before in the Philippines, and he said that he found a gospel tract, and the church address was in the Philippines. The gospel tract address was in the Philippines, but he found that tract at the floor, I think, in Hong Kong. So maybe there's a soul winner there, and he or she gave a tract, and the one who received it didn't like it, just threw it away. It was in the floor. He read it, he got saved, and after a few years, he was able to have a business trip, I think, in the Philippines. And he found the church. He tried to look for it. He kept the track. You do not know how important it is that sometimes there are simple things that God wants us to do this Christmas. Especially during Christmas, usually is where the reunions happen. You go to a relative, they meet each other, you meet them. It's so nice for you to have to share the gospel message to them. That Jesus Christ was born. The true meaning of Christmas is not Santa Claus. Okay, you know when you put the letter N in Santa and put it in the N, it will be Satan. Santa, and put the N on the end, Satan. Satan cross. It's color red. I don't know, but Satan is trying to take away Jesus. Now you can see sometimes department stores, Xmas, maybe in maybe not in tanks, but maybe one of the department store here, you could see Xmas, maybe in Robinson or something. See Xmas, they take out the Christ in Christmas. Before, during Obama's time, they made Merry Christmas legal to say Merry Christmas. But good thing now they brought it back. So if we have a close relation, never mind. If we have a close relationship with God, He will do even miracles to help us to do His will. Okay? He will help us. How do you turn off? okay. okay. He will help us to do His will. Sorry. okay. if we have a close relationship with God, He will help us to do even miracles. When was the last time you saw a miracle? When was the last time? I remember I was praying for a man to get saved. And he was... happening to that. there's a man that I was praying for God to get saved, and I was asking for a miracle because he was like, you know, there was a street in the Philippines, a lot of drug addicts there. I usually go there, and I was praying to be able to bring one man to church for him to get saved, and he was drunk. And I went, hey, one was drinking beer, and also I think he's high, he has red eyes, and this a place full of drug addicts. And I prayed, God, Lord, please. I kneeled to the floor. Lord, I didn't know why I did this. I don't always do this every Saturday night, but at Saturday night I prayed to God, Lord, please bring me this visitor. Help me to bring this visitor to church. And when I was there, he was not there, so I said, yes. God didn't answer my prayer. Okay. So when I came to church, he was there. He entered the church, and he said to me, thank you very much. So sometimes we don't know that there may be times that you don't know God will do a miracle. When I was in Vietnam, we were teaching kids there, and there was a father who got sick because of a medical malpractice. I forgot what there was. They injected the wrong kind of blood. I mean, the blood transfusion, something like that. There was the wrong kind of blood, and he became very ill. And he was to the point of dying. And they tried to fix it, but the doctor said he will not live for like 3 days. He will die in 3 days, 3 to 5 days. And we had devotion, and I saw this young girl. She was that was her father. Okay. I told them to kneel down. I teach the students, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old kids. I taught them how to pray. We kneeled down and we pray for, her name's Deborah. We pray, let's pray for Deborah's fire. Everybody pray that night. That morning. We pray. Pray for a miracle. I said, pray and ask God for a miracle to heal his father. And I saw this little children praying so much. You know, a little chicken, you can fold them so easily, right? But they have this belief, so much belief, so much faith that God can do a miracle. And they prayed so hard, and I prayed so hard. And when I hear their prayer, I pray more, I pray harder. And we went to the hospital, and he was so sick. And I said, Lord, please do a miracle. And I prayed. And I prayed. And I saw the father's face. I know he wants to live. And I shared to him, he was not saved. I shared to him the gospel message. And he got saved. And the doctor said, he was hurting so much, but he was just, he has this strength to ignore the pain, but because he don't want his children to see him suffer. So he was praying, so he was hurting so much, and I prayed, and but thank God now his father's working. He's healed, totally healed. Doctor said there's a miracle happened. The doctor is an atheist, but he said in Vietnamese, I had a translator, the translator said, the doctor said that I don't believe in God, but now I believe in miracles. I believe a miracle can happen. This is the first time I saw a person like that dying but still living. And he saw us praying. When was the last time you had a miracle? A miracle. Maybe not somebody sick, but maybe your office mate is not yet saved. Your loved one, your wife or your husband is not yet saved. Your son or daughter is not yet saved. God can do a miracle, for with God, nothing Nothing shall be impossible. For with God. Let's claim that verse. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. But it's very important for us not to forget our quiet time with God. Let's remember that during this Christmas season. Let's learn from the shepherds that they had this quiet time. And let us have a quiet time with God. Find His will. Lord, this Christmas, what do you want me to do? Next year, Christmas season is a good time to prepare what God wants you to do the following year. Pray and ask the Lord, what? For the year 2018, what do you want me to do? Let's pray and ask God for that. Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for this time, Lord, for Sunday school. We pray, Lord, that help us, Lord, to follow your will. Lord, help us. What do you want us to do for 2008? Help us to have a heart, a soft heart, willing to follow your will. Lord, I pray, this Christmas season, help us, Lord, to have a time with you. Help us, Lord, as a family, together, for every family in this building, have a time in their home, every week, maybe once a week, once a month, once a day, and especially during this Christmas season, to have a time of prayer, the family devotions, and asking you, Lord, what is your will? We pray, Lord, that guide us as the other parts of this service. Thank you, Lord, for your message. I give all the honor and glory to you, back to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you very much.